KNOM Update News. I'm Margaret DeMaribus, and it is 12:02. Iditarod 41 starts tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. from 4th Avenue, downtown Anchorage. 66 mushers will be at the starting line. Entrants come from 7 different countries, including Jamaica, Brazil, Norway, and New Zealand. 6 past champions return, including defending champion Dallas Seavey. KNOM's Lorelei Kinnean reports from Anchorage for the 2013 Iditarod.
The entire top 10 from last year's race is back for Iditarod 2013. 8 mushers are competing from rural Alaska, including contenders Bethel's Pete Kaiser, Akiak's Mike Williams Jr., and 2011 Iditarod champion John Baker. The 2013 Iditarod follows the southern route this year on the Yukon River, running from Ophir through Iditarod, Shagluck, Anvik, Grayling, and Eagle Island before heading to the Portage Trail at Keltag. And perhaps the most nebulous section of trail this year is back. Iditarod Race Marshal Mark Nordman says much of yesterday's mushers meeting was focused on the Dalzell Gorge.
Not a lot of snow there. We've had a crew in there for over a week working on bridges and trying to get ice shelves cut out and, you know, shovel benches and everything. And we're going to give them the best trail we can for, you know, off the road system.
Nordman says otherwise there's plenty of snow in most sections for a good trail this year. Going over the Alaska Range, there's plenty of snow at this point.
You know, we always have the option now over the last couple of years to either go down the traditional steps, as we call it, or down the winter access road. We're going down the steps as of today. Lots of snow, good trail there.
When the race officially starts on Sunday, Nordman is the man in charge. He says during the race, there are roughly 150 people who work directly with him. Nordman says he's seen a renewed interest in the communities along the trail.
Communities of Unakleet, of Anvik, and the Grayling for sure this year, people are stepping up.
Nordman says it's his goal to have not just people from Anchorage and the road system helping him with the race.
Who are very valuable when they go out for me, but just trying to get these communities more involved. And, you know, 500 people is not out of the realm, because we're talking, you know, 1,000 miles of trail across the state. People I fly in, pilots, and a lot of local school kids. Everybody's dragging bales of straw, whatever it takes. So there's a lot of people involved.
Again, the 2013 Iditarod Trail Sled Dog Race begins with the ceremonial start tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. As always, KNOM will bring you full race coverage. Tune in tomorrow morning for coverage of the ceremonial start, complete with pre-race interviews. And reporting in Anchorage for Iditarod 41, I'm Lorelei Kinnean.
The starting order for the 2013 Iditarod Trail Sled Dog Race has been decided. 4-time champion Martin Boozer will be the first musher out of the chute from Anchorage tomorrow. Last year's champion Dallas Seavey drew the number 19 slot, just behind 4-time champion Jeff King. Iditarod veteran racer Sonny Lindner is headed out last. Senator Lisa Murkowski has requested a full review of the Denali Commission from the Government Accountability Office. Murkowski's request comes after a report at the end of 2012 that identified that local community bank accounts required by the commission in order to fund projects were not kept track of. According to Alaska Dispatch's Alex DeMarbin, Murkowski wants the audit to look at financial discrepancies and the effectiveness of commission officials and the inspector general. Murkowski has been an avid supporter of the Denali Commission's assistance to rural Alaska. The commission was started 15 years ago by Senator Ted Stevens to provide transportation and energy infrastructure, as well as job training and construction of health care facilities. 8 Republican governors to date have decided to split with their party and accept federal funding for Medicaid expansion in the state. APRN's Alexandra Gutierrez reports that Governor Sean Parnell announced that he won't be joining them, at least for now. At a press conference Thursday, Parnell said he will not be asking legislators to put any money toward broadening the health program and opening it up to more low-income Alaskans. His concern is that the federal government could end up not providing the promised funds, given the current fiscal climate in Washington.
So if we expand the Medicaid population and the federal government fails to keep its financial commitment, the state would likely have to backfill for lost federal dollars to cover beneficiaries of the expansion and to protect the health coverage of everyone currently in the program.
If Medicaid were expanded in the state, it is projected it would extend coverage to 40,000 Alaskans. Under a provision of the Affordable Care Act, the federal government will cover the full cost of growing the program for the first 3 years. After that, the state share would gradually rise to 10%. Parnell plans to revisit the prospect of Medicaid expansion in December when he rolls out his annual budget proposal. School vouchers were the subject of two hearings at the Alaska Legislature today. Three experts testified on school choice in the Senate Education Committee, one advocate, one opponent, and a self-titled neutral observer. Senate Education Committee Chairman Gary Stevens has said his panel would take a thorough look at the voucher issue, whether or not it has a proposed constitutional amendment in front of it. Senate President Charlie Huggins had pulled a proposed constitutional amendment that would allow for public money to be used for private schools from an Education Committee referral last month while Stevens was out of town. The House Education Committee, meanwhile, continued discussion of the House version of the proposed amendment. A heavy lift ship traveling from China arrived in Seward yesterday to transport Royal Dutch Shell PLC drillship, the Noble Discoverer, back to Asia. According to Alaska Dispatch's Ben Anderson, the Noble Discoverer will travel to Korea for repairs and some upgrades after its troubled drilling season off Alaska's coast. The Coast Guard will be inspecting the Xi'an Yunku prior to leaving. And for your gold prices at this hour, gold is down $3.60 an ounce to $1,576.90. Silver is up 3 cents an ounce to $28.64. Zinc is at 91 cents a pound. Alaska Airlines Flight 152 is expected to arrive at 12:12 and expected to depart at 1:13. It is unofficially one below at the KNOM studios, 9.5 minutes after 12 o'clock.